Spengola, and our guest this hour is Emil DeToffel of Less EMF Inc., and that website is lessemf.com. Emil, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Happy to be here.
Well, great. I want you to know that I have three things around my neck, all to prevent EMF radiation. And I have, I'm sitting here with my desk, there's a EMF field tester, and I also have my handy little Stetsonizer, micro surge meter, and I have these little filters in all of my, in most of the electrical outlets in my house.
Great. Sounds like you've got a good head start.
Your website is wonderful. It has a lot of really interesting-looking things, but it's just so many things to choose from. And where do people start? How do people protect themselves? We all know that there's a lot of EMFs, electrical magnetic. What are they?
Right. Electromagnetic fields. Right, and there can be so many different sources in a modern home, whether they're sources originating inside the home, like a microwave oven or a cordless phone, fluorescent lights or new halogen lights or these new LED bulbs, of course, all the wiring in your home and so on. And then there's sources outside the home as well, the power lines or the radio station or the cell phone towers, and all these coming bearing down on our homes. So that just about anywhere you go in a home, you have a variety of different EMF sources.
Right. It's now, important. You mentioned cell phones or cordless phones and microwave ovens. I would definitely suggest that the listeners get rid of those things.
That's something that's very simple to do. I don't know if it's simple. Some people are really attached to their appliances. But in terms of how difficult it is to do, in other words, rewiring difficult to do, but getting rid of your microwave oven and using another form of cooking is pretty straightforward and gives you an immediate and 100% reduction of your electromagnetic exposure.
Right. And the phone. Oh, my gosh, it was so hard to get used to not moving around with the phone hand.
A strong convenience factor that's hard to overcome, but there are ways. For example, here at the office here, we're ordered phones, and we have headsets, so we can move around. There's extension cords available, and so, you know, you can still, although
right.
you're tethered, you can still move around.
Right. I mean, that's what I used to do before cordless came in. I had this great big long cord, and I could go anywhere in the kitchen or the dining room. Yeah. Yes. There are ways of getting around this.
There are. And so it's important when someone's deciding that they're concerned about this and they want to begin to do something, it can seem a little bit overwhelming. Well, it's everywhere. What can I possibly do? I can't get away. If you take it in steps, it becomes very manageable and very productive. And so what we would normally recommend is to start by, well, like what you did, is get a meter or get maybe a couple meters because you need different ones for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And make some measurements to find out, do I have a lot of microwaves in my home? Do I have a lot of magnetic field? Do I have a lot of dirty electricity? That would be the three places I would start if I was going to help someone look at their home to see what their exposure is. Because obviously you don't want to start taking action. Let's make up an example. You don't want to start just shielding microwaves if you don't have a microwave problem.
Exactly. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this second hour is Emil Toffel of LessEMF.inc. The website is LessEMF.com, and there's just all sorts of really good things here on this website.
Where do you start? Are, Deanna. I mean, we specialize in electromagnetic field issues, whether it's detection, so meters for measuring, detecting electromagnetic fields, and then, of course, shielding or blocking the electromagnetic fields that you might have in your particular environment. And because there's three different kinds of electromagnetic fields, you've got electric fields, you've got magnetic fields, and then you've got radio waves, or some people call them microwaves. Three different kinds, you do need to pay attention to three different ways of looking at them and three different ways of shielding or blocking them. So we can take each one by one, and I can walk you through it. It's not that complicated. There's only three. So remember a moment ago, we were talking about getting a meter to measure in your environment to see if you have a problem. Do you have an electric field problem? Do you have a magnetic field problem? Do you have a microwave problem? And if so, where is it coming from? With that as the starting point, then we can begin to talk about what to do. So really, to cover those bases, you would need two kinds of meters. There are meters that can measure the electric and magnetic field, and then there's meters that can measure the radio waves or microwaves. And it's as simple as turning the meter on and walking around in your environment and seeing, okay, it's nice and low here in the kitchen. It's nice and low over here in the living room. Oh, when I get here in the bedroom, I notice it's very high on magnetic, let's say, as an example. And so it's not that important to go and measure, say, out in the garage or up in the attic or something if the people aren't spending time there it doesn't really matter if it's high or low in those areas. So you start where the people are. You make your measurements. You find out, let's take an example. Okay, I find out that I have high levels of magnetic in the bedroom. So now the next step is you try to find out where is this coming from. So now you sweep along with the meter, sweep along the walls, along the windows, go along the floor. You may find that there's something in the room that's contributing. Let's say you have an electric alarm clock, and you find, oh, this thing's putting out a strong field over here. You may find that it's something in the wall, say some wiring that goes to an overhead light fixture or maybe even to the room next door. You may find that there's some wiring under the floor or over the ceiling. Or you may find that there's something in the adjacent room. Let's say the bedroom backs up to the kitchen and the refrigerator is right up against that shared wall. So depending on what you find will determine what approach you're going to take to do about it. So, for example, let's say it is an electric alarm clock right there on the nightstand by your bed. The very simplest thing would be to take that and move it across the room. Set it on your dresser or set it on a little stand that's further away from the sleeping area so that when you get your meter and you measure the sleeping area, now it's nice and low because you've moved the source of the problem further away. So increasing your distance from the source is always one strategy to consider and often the first strategy to consider. The second strategy might be replacing it with a low-emission alternative. So maybe you would want to, in this example, maybe you'd want to get a wind-up alarm clock or maybe even a battery-powered one that might not have as high emissions. So replacing it, turning it off, maybe getting rid of it altogether, or if you need a clock, replacing it with a low-emission alternative. Then, of course, doing some shielding. So I don't know if it would be that practical to shield an alarm clock, but in the case of when it would be practical, say, for example, if you had a refrigerator on the other side of the wall, you could put some shielding on that wall between the refrigerator and the bedroom, and so those magnetic fields are not going to come through. So that's the kind of approach that we would take, starting with the meters, find out if you've got high levels of electric, of magnetic, of radio wave, then determine where is it coming from, and then to think about, can I increase my distance? Can I turn it off or replace it? Can I do some shielding?
Good thoughts. And you do have EMF shielding products. And, of course, we're very concerned. We've done a lot of programming here on this program about smart meters. And you have shields here for that for those who already have one of those things and haven't been able to get it off of their home or their apartment or their other wall. I mean, not everybody has a standalone home where they have a choice. Some people live in apartment
buildings.
Right.
If you live in an apartment or townhouse where you might be the unlucky one that has all the electric meters on your wall that serve the entire complex, then you get all the radiation from it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you need to think, again, in those same ways. Can I increase my distance? So, for example, if you had that situation and your bedroom was the one right by all these meters, is there another bedroom maybe on the other side of the apartment that you could use instead? Can I increase my distance? Then can I replace them with a low-emission alternative? We are very shortly going to be able to provide a return to the old-style electric meters that you or you could hire an electrician to come and reinstall on your home to get rid of that smart meter.
Great.
And, yep, that's coming soon. And then, of course, can you do some shielding? And, yes, you certainly can. We have a variety of shielding products. We have shielding paints that you could paint on the wall. We have shielding fabrics that you could make a curtain or hang on the wall like wallpaper or a tapestry. We have shielded garments, of course, clothing that you could wear, and even shielding canopies that you could put, say, over a bed or over a couch. And all of these would be very effective for shielding that radio frequency signal, that communication signal that's put out by the smart meters as it tries to send the information about your utility usage back to the utility company.
Right.
But that's,
now, do those paints have lead in them?
No. Lead shielding would be used for shielding x-rays, which is an important thing, but not something that people will usually have in the home.
Okay.
The shielding materials that we use will have metals in them, usually copper or silver. Some will have other metals, might have stainless steel or nickel, but they'll use those kind of metals that have a high conductivity and high shielding capacity for radio waves. They're much lighter and much lower cost than lead shielding as well. And of course, lead's not that effective. It's a metal, of course, but it's not nearly as conductive as copper or silver. So,
okay.
If you have X-rays, that's the problem with X-rays. That's what you should do, but not if you have an EMF problem.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's many different paints, many different fabrics, many different options. So some you can see through. So the fabrics, for example, is like they're a mesh type fabric or a very transparent sheer type fabric. Some you can't see through. Some you can wash and some you can't. Some are more durable or tougher, right, so they'd be better for bedding or for clothing, for example. And some that are just super high performance. In other words, they're very, very high shielding but may not be suitable for a garment or may not be washable. So depending on what your specific need is, I need something on the wall or I need something on my bed, you know, the other factors come into play.
Sure.
Yeah, as you take a look, if you ever get a chance to go to the lessemf.com website, you'll see them all listed there. There's pictures of them. You'll see there's different colors of things. The pricing is all there. And all the specifications, so you can get a good idea of which one might be right for what you're trying to do.
Right. Well, there certainly are a lot of choices here. I'm looking at all the fabrics.
Right. And they're each very different. Each one has its own distinct advantages. And again, depending on what you're trying to do. For example, we have one there called Soft and Safe. This is a very unique material. It's a combination of bamboo fibers and silver fibers. And it's a sort of a light pinkish kind of color. So it looks and feels like ordinary fabric. You can cut and sew it with ordinary thread. You can wash it. You can hand wash it and hang dry it. And it's a great choice for bedding, for curtains, for garments, too, that would be appropriate to be made in pink. It does not stretch, so you would not want to make an undergarment with it, but you could easily make a shirt or a vest or a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You could even line a pocket with it if you are so inclined to carry, say, a cell phone in your pocket and you don't want to be radiating your body. You could line your pocket with it. And it's a great choice for those kind of applications. Of course, you can't see through it, right? So it wouldn't be such a good choice for putting up on your windows unless, of course, you wanted a darkening effect.
Right. And you also have a budget RF curtain shield that you can
have. We do.
Yeah.
Budget RF curtain. This is a plastic material. We have several plastic materials, that one being a very inexpensive. It looks like a metallized plastic, almost like a Mylar balloon looks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very thin, very lightweight. You can ease, it comes with a little, I guess you call it a ham at one end, so that you could put a rod through it and hang
right.
it like a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you can actually trim it with a scissor. If it's too long or it's too wide, you could trim it back with a scissor
off.
To the size.
You have conductive tubing for all those wires we all have coming out of our computers.
Sure, right.
So, yeah.
And sometimes you'll have a whole bundle of those at your feet or maybe even closer to your lap. And you could run them through the tubing. The tubing has a 4-inch diameter, so you could put a lot of wires through that. It's a plastic material. It's black, very flexible and lightweight. So you could easily thread, even with the plug on the end, you can push those through there without any problem.
Right.
And have some level of shielding for the wiring.
And we're talking about it, too.
Yeah, it does make it neat. Instead of having all that spaghetti of wiring there. It does. While we're talking about computers, of course, computers...
We just have a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll pick up that subject on the other side of the break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest this hour is Emil DeToffel of Less EMF, Inc. The website is lessemf.com. And you were just about to say something really important. Not that anything that you've said isn't important, but yes, please pick up from where you left off.
Yeah, sure. We were going to talk about computers a little bit. I mean, everybody's got computers these days at work and at home. And computers are a tremendous source of EMF in our environment. Some computers are worse than others naturally. And each component has its own electromagnetic signature. So you might have a monitor and a keyboard and a printer and the tower itself. Or worse, if you have a laptop, then you've got all of that squeezed into one little box that's all right next to you. So keep in mind, you're going to have, again, the three issues to consider: electric fields, magnetic fields, and radio waves. The radio waves come if you have a wireless internet connection. And this is especially a concern with a laptop because the antenna for the wireless connection in the laptop is in the screen, usually near the top of the screen. This communicates with your Wi-Fi router, or if you're out in public with the public networks. And so the source of the radiation is quite close to you. Remember, one of our strategies is always to increase your distance from the source. Bringing the source up close to you is a way of doing the opposite, of increasing the strength of the radiation. And people are often shocked when they get a meter and they go and they check their laptop. And the laptop might not look so bad, and then they get on the internet, and that wireless connection is activated, and the strength of the signal is enormous. And so we always, always, always recommend to people, if you're going to use a laptop at home, turn off the wireless part and get a cable and run it from the laptop to the router. It's going to increase your security, of course. People can't eavesdrop on your system. It's going to increase your speed of connection. And, of course, it's going to take your microwave exposure from very high to absolute zero. But keep in mind, you do have to turn off. It's not just enough to run the cable. You have to go into your laptop and turn off the wireless part, and you might as well turn it off at the router end as well, since you no longer need that signal spraying out into your house 24/7. And please,
on the internet, then you probably should turn off that router.
If you're going to have a wireless router and a wireless internet connection, you should either turn it off or shield it, or at the very least, move it to a part of the house that's as far away from where the people are as possible.
Okay, so the wireless router as far away as possible from the people.
Yeah, if you're going to insist on having one. I mean, the best thing is to run a cable. Most wireless routers do have sockets to run the cable. You just plug the cable into the back of the thing and then run it where you want. But when you do, you still need to go into the router and turn off the wireless signal. Okay, but if you're not willing to do that, at least move it away. Don't have it sitting right next to your computer. Definitely do not leave it in your bedroom because it's putting out a signal 24/7. Now, some people, their router is connected also to their phone system, so it's not something they can turn off. For some people, it's just for their internet, so it's something that you can turn off when you're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to think about what kind of system you have there and think about, increase my distance, turn the thing off, or replace it with a lower emission alternative, right, like running a cable.
Mm-hmm.
Or put some shielding on it. You could get a bit of shielding fabric, and when you're not using the router, you can just toss the fabric over the thing, and then you can greatly reduce the amount of radiation coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes care of the router. And then, of course, the computer part, you need to think about your computer. Okay, so if you have a desktop, how many of those components do you need to have right at your fingertips? Of course, you need the keyboard. The monitor doesn't need to be right at the end of your nose. It could be pushed back a little bit. If you have room to do so, please do so. Move that back. Increase your distance. And if there are other components, those, if you have space for it, those can be moved further away. So your printer doesn't need to be right at your elbow, and your tower doesn't need to be. We have people who just go down to the computer store and get some extension cables. Some people even will put them in the next room or down the hall. So, I mean, yes, you need to turn them on, and occasionally you need to load some paper in there, but do you really need to have it at your fingertips so that you can be bathed in the emissions from that thing for the entire time that you're working at your computer? You can ask yourself. And, you know, decide for yourself. Maybe you have to. Maybe that's what you need to do. If you can't increase your distance, can you replace it with a lower emission alternative? Usually not in that case. And so the third option, take a look at, is there some shielding I can do? So, again, if it's an electric field issue, you can use one of the shielding fabrics to drape over. If it's a magnetic field issue, we have magnetic shielding foils, metals, that you can make a simple box and put that over your tower or your printer. So that takes care of desktop issues. When you think about, okay, what have I got? I've got electric fields, I've got magnetic fields, I've got radio waves, and which components are they coming from? Am I getting something big and bad out of my keyboard? Well, if you've got a wireless keyboard, right, that connects to your computer tower through a wireless signal, then yes, you've brought in yet another source and you've put it right at your fingertips.
Okay. Wow, what a lot of information. Okay, we've got a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is Deanna, and our guest this second hour is Emil DeToffel of LessEMF.com. I must admit, I pushed my screen back about 25 inches here. So
good feeling. Isn't that easy? Once you know, then you can take some simple actions. Doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. Just using some common sense, and you've dramatically reduced your exposure right there. And when you think about how much time, especially at work, you might spend in front of your computer, it adds up. And the overall burden on your body then, with each component, you know, adds to the overall burden, adds and adds and adds. And so each step you take, don't think it's insignificant. Each step matters. Each step helps.
Great. It's a good thing I have good eyes so that I can still read my notes.
Well, it does help to have a bigger monitor, and if necessary, you can adjust the size of the images
and the font
size,
right.
Sure, and your screen resolution. So, I mean, you can do those things.
Sure. Cool.
So, addressing your computer is a big part of the issue. The next step, I think, for most ordinary homeowners, people on the street, would be to think about your cell phone.
Get rid of it.
If you have the willpower, do so. I don't own one. I wouldn't use one. I wouldn't carry one. And I don't want one. I can't argue with the convenience of it. Absolutely terrific in an emergency. There's no question. But the amount of radiation that you're getting, again, because the source of the radiation is right up close to your body, whether you're putting the phone on your head, whether you're carrying it in your pocket, or even if you're texting on it. It's only a few inches from your body. And the amount of radiation can be quite high depending on how good a signal you're getting. It's the opposite of what you might think. If your signal is weak, right, your connection is weak, the radiation coming out of your phone is going to be very strong because it has to reach all the way back to a tower that's hard to reach. This is why your signal is weak. So keep that in mind. When your signal is weak, you're getting the most radiation out of your phone. Now, if you're going to insist on owning one, there's a couple of strategies. The three strategies we talked about before still apply. Can you increase your distance? So if you're going to carry your phone, can you not carry it on your person, right? Can you carry it in your lunchbox? Can you carry it in your glove box of your car? Can you carry it? Can you set it down on your desk instead of keeping it in your pocket? Just increasing your distance when and how you can. The second then is not all phones are created equal in terms of their radiation output. Some phones produce a much higher level than others. There are websites out there that you can go look up the SAR value for your particular model of phone. The SAR, specific absorption rate, is a way to measure how much radiation is coming out of a device, of a phone, for example. The higher the SAR, the more radiation. So you want a phone with a low SAR value. It's required now that the literature, when you buy a phone, that the literature includes the SAR rating for that particular phone. So if you're shopping for a phone, ask, what's the SAR level of this model and that model? Try to get one that's as low as possible and still has the features that you want. And finally, then, think about doing some shielding. There are a variety of ways of doing shielding on a phone. Using a headset, of course, isn't really a shield, but it allows you to increase the distance from your phone to your body. Very common way of doing it. There, we offer a shielded pouch. So it's a fabric pouch that you can slip the phone in. The shielding is on one side of the pouch so that the phone can still, the signal can still get out of the phone and get to the phone from the other side of the pouch. But you put that shielded side between your body and the phone. So whether that's in your pocket or your purse or whether you're putting the phone up to your head, you speak right through the pouch. And so you have the advantage of having a cell phone without the disadvantage of putting a radiation source right up against your head. And we have a shielded holster as well, and we have a shielded film, a plastic film, that you can put right onto the face of the phone. You can see through it. You can touch your keypad through it. And this as well has shielding built into it so that you put it on one side of the phone, the side that would be between, you know, the side that would be facing towards your body, and you can reduce the microwave radiation coming out dramatically that way. You cannot use that on a touchscreen phone. You can't put the plastic film on a touchscreen. You won't be able to use the touchscreen operation. Mm-hmm. But you want to think about, increase my distance, replace it with a lower emission alternative, or do some shielding. Keep thinking that way all the time, regardless of whether we're talking about a whole room or a computer or a cell phone or whatever it is. You're going to think in terms of those three issues. And if you have the means, get yourself a meter so that you can check. You'll be shocked at what you find, and you'll be really pleased once you do some shielding and you'll see the difference. You become much more aware of your world, of your environment, once you've seen or heard the amount of radiation through the voice of a meter.
Right. Now, you have a residential-grade EMF meters. It's the first thing up here at the top of your website. And at the bottom of that list, in that box, is Meter Selection Guide.
Right. So let's talk about some specific meters that someone realistically might want to get, because we have, you know, research-grade instruments that are very complex and expensive. And we have consumer or residential-grade instruments that are easy to use and certainly affordable. If you were going to get some meters, there are two meters that I would suggest that you get right off the bat. One to measure the electric and magnetic fields, right, so you can check for all the things that run on electricity, whether it be the wiring itself or the appliances or the lights or what have you. And the other would be a meter to measure for the radio waves and microwaves. So within those two groups, I really like the tri-field meter for measuring the electric and magnetic fields, and our website, you'll find it in the section of combination meters, that is, meters that can do more than one thing, because this meter is great for measuring the electric fields and measuring the magnetic fields. It's very simple. There's just one button on it. You turn it to electric, and you're reading electric fields. You turn it to magnetic, and you're reading magnetic fields. It's got a nice big needle gauge on it, very fast reaction time, so you could run around your yard with this thing, and you'd be able to see how the needle changes as you move. And very intuitive. I mean, you can tell when a needle goes up, you have a lot, and when it goes down, you don't have a lot. So it requires absolutely no technical background to be able to use. And very simple way of demonstrating the effect of distance, safe, to your laptop. You know how much radiation you say. You hold a meter, say, right at your chest level, and with the laptop there, you say, okay, I'm getting this much radiation. And then you push the laptop back a foot, and you'll see the difference in how much radiation you're getting. So very nice, affordable, and easy-to-use meter. It's a very popular meter because of those features. It's called the tri-field meter. Then if you wanted to measure for the radio waves and microwaves, if you were to go into the section called radio frequency meters, again, you'll see lots of choices there. There's one there that I really like. It's called the three-axis RF meter. I like this one because, again, it's very simple to use. It covers a very wide frequency range because, you know, we have lots of different frequencies operating now. We have 900 megahertz cell phones and cordless phones, 2.4 gigahertz for Wi-Fi and microwave ovens. We have other frequencies being used, for example, the 100 megahertz range for radio stations, FM radio stations, and TV stations. And so you have lots of different frequencies out there. So you want a meter that's going to cover a wide range and not just look at one or two of those things. So this one covers a wide range, easy to use, and is very sensitive. So you'll pick up really, almost anywhere you go, you'll pick up background levels with this meter, so you can get an understanding of what your background level is, and then how does that change when I turn on my Wi-Fi, or when I turn on my microwave oven, or when I pick up my cordless phone. You can measure the radiation from across the room. A microwave oven, you could probably measure the radiation from that on the other side of your house. It's really strong and goes out for a long way. But that meter there, again, affordable choice, simple to use. You basically turn it on, and you go. It gives you a number readout, and you just walk around and take readings. It does have some other features. It has an alarm feature, and it has a hold feature. You can set for different units. But if you just turn it on, use the default setting. You just turn it on and take your readings. You'll be golden.
And what is the name of that one?
Called the three-axis RF meter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one there shows up right there at the beginning of the web page.
And that is on the meter page.
Mm-hmm. The page of, yes, radio frequency meters.
Okay.
Right. Now, if we have time, there's one more issue that I'd like to discuss before we finish, and that's going to be the issue of dirty electricity. Because that is becoming much more of an issue now in the last few years, and a lot of research has been done on the biological effects of dirty electricity. So in addition to all the so-called clean electricity, you know, the electricity coming into our house through our power lines and the radio frequency, microwave radiation coming into our house from all of our wireless devices, in addition, we have dirty electricity. And dirty electricity is other frequencies traveling on the wiring of your home that aren't supposed to be there. And they come from all of the things that get plugged in, like our appliances, fluorescent lights, halogen lights are terrible for this, dimmer switches. Those kind of things inject, in addition to using electricity, they inject back into the wiring a signal that's got lots of different frequencies mixed in there. And that signal then will travel on that circuit throughout your house. In addition, you might be getting this coming into your house from the street. So in other words, all of the things your neighbors have plugged in, that dirty electricity goes to the lot lines in the street and then can find its way into your house as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been associated with Dr. Magna Havis and Dave Stetzer have done a lot of research on this. It's been associated with ADD, it's been associated with Alzheimer's, with diabetes, and with a number of other health effects, just irritability and sleeplessness amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to measure for it, but there's a particular specific meter for it, dirty electricity meter. Very simple little box with shows a number, and you simply plug this into your outlet, and you get a number. So you want the number to be as low as possible. You'd like it to be below 50 if you can. When we moved, now it's probably 8 years ago now, we moved our home, and the first thing I did was went and checked for dirty electricity. And while we would like to have numbers below 50 or so, the numbers I was getting were about 1,500, 1,600.
Oh, my word!
Ridiculously high. And it is throughout that neighborhood. So it wasn't something that was particular to our house, but was coming in through the lines. And it was very high. And so I was quite concerned about it. Fortunately, the solution is very simple. Just as the meter simply plugs into the outlet, there's a filter. It's a small box, almost about the size of a nightlight, with a little plug on it. And you simply plug that into the outlet. When you do, and if your outlet has two sockets on it, you have your meter plugged in one, you plug the filter into the other, you'll see the level come down immediately.
Right.
And dramatically. And so you may have this problem on one or two circuits of your house. You know, if it's coming from sources inside your house, you may have things plugged in. Or you may have it on all of the circuits in your house if it's coming in from the street. And so using the meter, you can go around and check the outlets in the kitchen, check the ones in the living room, check the ones in the bedroom, see which ones have high levels, and then get filters to put in there. Those are called Stetzer filters or Stetzer meters.
Right. And that's what I have.
And that's what you have, right. So yeah. did you get the meter and did you notice a big difference?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
As soon as I put the filters on, then a week later I checked just to see. And, boy, they'd gone right way down, down.
Right. It's fabulous because the effect is immediate and it's very easily measured. I mean, you don't have to take someone's word for it that, oh, yeah, now everything's better. They did a very interesting study where they went into a school. The school administration invited them in because they were having a lot of sick days and a lot of kids didn't feel well and the teachers didn't feel well and they were sure that this might be the problem. And sure enough, they went in with the meters and measured very high levels in the wiring in the school building. Unbeknownst to the faculty and to the students, they came back at a subsequent date and installed filters and, of course, brought the levels down. The administration knew about this, but they didn't feel it was necessary to make a big announcement about it. They just went and installed the filters. The next day and days, they immediately got feedback from the teachers and from the students. They wanting to know what was different. They just felt better. They didn't feel as irritable. They didn't feel as tired. And in the weeks following, they found a dramatic decrease in absenteeism.
Right. Now, I think the Dr. Samuel Milham talked about this. We had him on the program a couple months ago.
Wonderful. He's a fabulous resource for dirty electricity and other EMF issues. He's been doing this for a long time, longer even than we have, and so he's a terrific resource if you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is wonderful.
So EMF is everywhere in our world. It's not something to be afraid of or to run away from, I don't think, but it is something to have some awareness and, when necessary, take common sense steps to do something about, to reduce your exposure. For most people, you know, they don't feel ill from it. Their skin doesn't burn or they don't have sleeplessness. But because of the work we do, we get calls from people from all over the world who are particularly sensitive. So just like most people can eat peanut butter, no problem, there's some people who have an allergy to it. And for some of them, it's a very severe allergy. So it's the same way for electromagnetic fields that most of us can tolerate to some level. But there's a subgroup of the population that's very sensitive, and they've coined a term for it. It's called electrical hypersensitivity. And so we talk to a lot of these people. And unfortunately, the number of these people is growing as we electrify our world more, as we spend more time with our electronic devices. It seems that becoming electrically sensitive has at least in part to do with the duration and intensity of your exposure to electromagnetic fields. So imagine for a minute a world in which you were made ill, and maybe dramatically ill, by exposure to an electromagnetic field, that you couldn't be near a cell phone, never mind use one, you couldn't be near someone else who was using one. You couldn't be near fluorescent lights, perhaps. You couldn't be near a power line. And for these people, their problem is severe. I mean, you could imagine it would be hard to have a job. It would be hard to do your daily functions. We'll talk some more when we come back.
Terrible. All righty. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest this second hour has been Emil DeToffel of LessEMFInc.com, and that web, well, LessEMF.com, exactly. Usually we just talk about a lot of problems. We don't always reach solutions or arrive at any conclusions or decisions, but I think we can say that today in this hour that we have some remedies here.
We sure do. It is great and important to go ahead and diagnose the problem, find out if you have high EMFs, and if they're part of your overall wellness or lack of wellness. But it's just as important then to take appropriate action. And I hope I've detailed for your listeners that appropriate action doesn't always mean a major life change or a major expense. There are very many common sense, simple things that we can do just by being aware of the areas in our world, in our home, in our workplace, in our car, where we have exposure to high EMFs, and, you know, limiting our exposure either through time, you know, decreasing our time spent there, or increasing our distance from those sources, or where we can, where we have control, replacing them, or if necessary, adding some shielding.
Sure.
I know it can be overwhelming when you first hear it. We're very happy to help people. People can call or email us. We'll help you walk through the process of finding out what's going on in your world and help you think about what kind of solutions there are available for your specific situation.
Right. And there are so many solutions that you can use. So shields, whether you have an apron or whether you have fabric or paint or whatever. I mean, there's something for everyone here.
There sure is. We try to have a wide variety of solutions because this isn't a one-size-fits-all problem. Each situation is unique, you know. Somebody's got to have a cordless phone. You know, what can we do about that? Or they've got to have, they can't move out of their apartment that has the smart meter right on the wall. What can they do about it? So, you know, it's different for different people. And frankly, people's sensitivity is different. Some people might be sensitive to their fluorescent lights, and some people might be sensitive to their Wi-Fi. And so it's not that one is good and one is bad. It's just that somebody's sensitivity might be more skewed one way or another, and so they more urgently need one kind of solution.
Right. And certainly we can make alterations, get rid of those halogen lights, get rid of your microwave, your cordless phones. I do have a cell phone, but I don't carry it with me. I use it maybe once a month. I'm not even sure where it is right now. It's just not something that I've learned to depend on.
It can be a matter of retraining, can it? I mean, for anybody who's more than 20 years old, they'll remember a time when we didn't have cell phones. You know, life did carry on really well even before
right.
cell phones.
Oh, absolutely. life was great. And I got one of the first cell phones that came out. It was a huge thing. It's, I can't even remember who made it, but it was really big.
Mm.
It's because I travel, but now who needs
it? Yeah, right.
Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today. It's been delightful having you.
You're welcome, Deanna. Thanks for having me on. And again, I remind your callers, if they want to, contact us. We'd be happy to help.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.